Jekka News, you need to know now.
As you would have heard in through an earlier news bulletin, there is a taxi strike affecting a large part of Ekurhuleni and taxi services are suspended. You can also, in the Pretoria area, expect delays on the N4 West heading towards the N1 highway.
Over 120 case dockets removed from the KZN political killings task team are now being processed to be returned to the province. KZN Police Chief Nhlanhla Mkhwanazi revealed during a press briefing in July that the dockets were taken in March. And Iran's foreign minister says Tehran will respond to a decision by France, Britain and Germany to trigger a mechanism reimposing UN sanctions. Let's take a look at your business news. Antonio Senatore from Cartesian Capital is keeping an eye on the local front.
Private tertiary education provider Stadio has posted another strong set of interim results. Student enrollments grew 9% to over 54,000, with a healthy 14% increase in new students. That resulted in revenue rising 16% to almost 1 billion rand, while profit jumped 27% to 183 million rand. Both contact and distance learning divisions showed solid growth, with distance learning in particular continuing its double-digit trajectory with a five-year compound annual growth rate of 12%.
He says the group also has a strong balance sheet.
It more than doubled its cash to 215 million rand, and Stadio is ploughing some of that into its new Durbanville campus, where the first phase remains on track to open for the 2026 academic year. And the results highlight the continued expansion of South Africa's private tertiary education sector, especially distance learning, as students seek alternatives to the strained public system.
Looking at your financial indicators, the rand is trading at 17.69 to the dollar, 23.88 to the pound, 20.64 to the euro. Gold is trading at $3,408.08 an ounce. Brent crude oil is at $68.05 a barrel. I'm Nushera Sudhyal. More news at 6.
We start off with some cycling news. British Tour de France winner, four-time winner, that's Chris Froome. He's in a stable condition awaiting surgery after a training crash in the south of France. Froome was on a training ride yesterday when the accident occurred and was taken to hospital by helicopter in Toulon on the French Riviera. The 40-year-old is said to undergo surgery. Kaizer Chiefs have welcomed two of Cape Town Spurs' brightest stars, Asenale Valabai, as well as Luke Bartman, who's just 19 years old, as their latest signings. The players were declared free agents by the PSL Dispute Resolution Chamber, and they provided Chiefs with an early Christmas present as they intensify their quest for silverware. Australian winger Harry Potter, well, he says the Wallabies deserve credit for the way they handled the growing injury toll during the Rugby Championship as they look to plug further holes in the home tests against Argentina. Potter missed the South African tour due to a hamstring strain, but will hopefully get recalled for next week's clash against the Pumas, and that's going to be in Townsville following a season-ending injury to fullback Tom Wright. And former champion Daniel Medvedev, when he's been fined $42,500 by the US Open after a spectacular meltdown during his loss against Benjamin Bonzi at the start of the week. Medvedev lost in four sets on Sunday, but it was his behavior in the third set that dominated the headlines when the 2021 champion launched into a tirade against the umpire and whipped up jeering fans who stopped his opponent from serving for about 6 minutes. That's all for me for now. Joe Mann, Jack Rand FM.
The Drive with Robin Ross. Happier, baby. Jack Rand FM.
Before I knew what it was, I saw the pills on your table for your unrequited love. I would be nothing without you holding me up. Now I'm strong enough for both of us.